to the hour on Rebecca Neighbors Radio Connection Live 2020 News. Norm Weiner, the longtime WXRT FM program director, who recently was given the title of director of WXRT Music Initiatives and Special Programming, announced that after 36 years at the helm, he would be leaving the station as of this week. Weiner joined WXRT FM as program director and host in August 1979. He has remained in that role ever since, even as the station has changed ownership a few times over the years. In January, CBS Radio transitioned Weiner to a new role. Explaining the decision, he sent out an email to his coworkers. "I have decided to leave WXRT and CBS Radio. I have been exceptionally fortunate to have been here, surrounded by people who mean so much to me. Against all odds, our positive impact has been indisputable." Weiner concluded by saying, "So proud to have been a part of this station and this great city, wishing you happiness and good health in the future." Marketers gaining more confidence in podcasting, reports new study. Bridge Ratings Media Research have posted results of its first podcasting audit. In a snapshot, they report marketers are gaining more confidence in the platform. In terms of growth of market spend, over the last 5 years, podcasting has grown by approximately 25%, with 2015 growth signaling an unusual year-over-year spike, plus 48%. Costs per thousand are tracking with increases as well. Total digital media spent continues to steamroll with no end in sight through 2020. The drivers for great growth of podcasting, ease of use, distribution models, in-car adoption, and professionally produced content are not unrealistic, says Dave Van Dyke, president, Bridge Ratings. The data collected through the Bridge Ratings podcast and consumption field studies have produced some revealing insights. Like much of the audio on-demand content currently available, the future for interesting and entertaining audio content, especially spoken word, is very bright. Even the most conservative of the growth scenarios represented here will yield continuing revenue and pricing improvements for the foreseeable future. Chad Pitt heads to 101.9 AMP Orlando for mornings. Chad Pitt will be moving from his afternoon slot on Mix 96.5 Houston to its sister station, 101.9 AMP Radio Orlando for mornings. When he first moved to Houston 3 years ago, his introduction to the city was through the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. "I remember thinking they fry everything and let kids ride sheep as a sport. Ironic my departure is during rodeo. It's like I've come full circle," Pitt said. Past stops include Savannah, Georgia, Memphis, Tennessee, Tampa, and now back to Orlando for the third time. CBS Radio, which owns Mix 96.5 FM, has not announced who will replace him. Chad Pitt's last day will be Friday, March 18th. Sammy Joe Galesh tapped as producer for 105.7 The Max San Diego's morning show. Sammy most recently was the morning show producer and on-air host for Magic 92.5 XHRM San Diego for the last 6 years. "Sammy is extremely talented, energetic, and creative, and we look forward to her contributions to MAX both behind the scene and on-air," adds Broadcast Company of the Americas Vice President of Programming and Operations Mike Shepard said in a statement. A new voice comes to Daytona's morning show. Longtime Florida radio host Shannon Burke is sitting in as part of Daytona's morning news at WNDBAM 1150 93.5 FM. He is filling the slot left open by Al Smith, who left the program to run for a seat on the Volusia County Council. Burke came to Florida from Texas and previously worked at iHeart's 540 WFLF and Real Radio in Orlando, and was most recently a part of the Bubba the Love Sponge show, then the midday slot at 102.5 The Bone in Tampa. He spent 6 months in lockup after an incident involving shooting and narrowly missing his dog in a drunken dispute with his wife where he apologized publicly. Burke started his morning shift at WNDB last week. Westwood One News will exclusively simulcast Sunday's Democratic debate. At the site of the continuing water crisis and on the eve of the Michigan primary, Westwood One News will exclusively broadcast the CNN Democratic presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders from Whiting Auditorium in Flint, Michigan on Sunday, March 6th at 8 p.m. CNN's Anderson Cooper will moderate the debate. It will be the seventh Democratic debate and heard on radio, which should be interesting after this past week's Super Tuesday's results. Just ahead of much more exciting and stimulating radio talk with Tim O'Connor, I'm Rebecca Neighbors, RCL 2020 News.